No. But just as special, we hope you all come for him. Now it's time to pass forward the dishes with the plates with the money for the RJA school. And when the children go back up, they can pick up those plates.
Good morning. This morning I want to tell you a story about my dad. But before I do that, I want to show you this very special book. I've not shown this book to anybody, not even my husband, because this book is between God and me. Everything that's in this book is what God and I talk to about when we're together. In the back are a list of all the children's stories, ideas that he gives me to share with you. But in the front are the things that I talk to God about. All the things I like to pray to him about. And the very first name in this book is my husband. And then my daughter, our daughter, follows shortly after. But as I go down this list, there is my dad. What color is that? Milani, can you tell them what color that is?
It's yellow and orange.
Yeah, it's yellow and orange because any time that God answers a prayer in this book, I highlight it so I can see all of the answers that he has given me. And if you look through here, see the colors? Lots of colors, huh? God's answered lots of prayers. Still a lot more to answer, and he hasn't always answered them in all the ways I like, but he still answered them, and I can trust him with those answers. Okay, now for my dad. This is my dad with his sisters. Okay, now my dad and his sisters were raised as Christians, but when my dad became a teenager, he wanted to go his own way. And he did. And he was a wild child. But my grandparents prayed for him. And so when my dad grew up and he had his own family, he didn't teach us about Jesus because how could he teach us what he did not know? Well, my dad was a logger. He worked in the logging industry. And if he and Lyndon ever met, they could talk for days, I'm sure. And my dad's favorite job that he did in the logging industry was drive a log truck. He loved it. And he was very good at it. And he felt very responsible for those trucks that he drove, whether it was his or somebody else's. And one day, there was a truck that was parked close to a 500-foot embankment, which means a steep hill went down. And that truck began to roll, and my dad saw that. So he ran to save the truck. He jumped in the cab of the truck, but the truck was moving too fast, and he couldn't save it. And it was going over the cliff. Well, it was going too fast and he couldn't get out either. And so he told me he just hunkered down on the floorboards of that truck on the driver's side and he rode that truck all the way down. And the truck was totally demolished. But my dad was spared. God saved his life because remember, his parents were praying for him. Well, when I became an adult and I accepted Jesus, I began to pray for my dad, as did my sisters and my brother who became Christians too. And we would try and talk to Dad about Jesus, and he would say, I don't want to hear it. So we couldn't push him. But I was very close to my dad, and there were times that God would give me to talk to him. And he began to listen. He didn't accept Jesus. We invited him to church. He was this close to coming. Nope, he wouldn't come. We invited him to listen to my husband speak. Nope, he would not come. He went to hear my brother speak. He's a pastor. That was good, but he didn't accept Jesus. He wanted to go his own way so much that he developed a really bad disease called diabetes. It does horrible things to your body. And it eventually affected my dad's heart because my dad would not listen to the doctors. He wouldn't listen to any of us. He wanted to go his own way. Well, when it affected his heart, they had to put inside his chest what's called a pacemaker. And it had a defibrillator on there. It would shock his heart when it needed to be shocked to keep it going. But what we did not know is it would shock his heart all the time, all through the day. And he was in so much pain, and he begged and begged the doctors to turn it off. They didn't want to. Finally, they did. And they said, if we do this, you could die. But my dad was tired of being shocked, and he was okay with that. I said to my sister, he's not going to die if they turn that off because he's not ready to die. There had been many times the doctors had said, oh, he's going to die, so you need to come see him before. You can't see him anymore. And God always brought him through. What were we doing? We were praying, Milani, that's right. And God kept helping my dad to get well because he knew my dad was not ready. Well, my dad's health got worse and worse because of the diabetes. And my mom, because of her bad choices, her health got bad and she had to have an operation. So I went to stay with my dad and my mom to take care of my dad. He had a machine called dialysis that helped his kidneys work and kept him alive. And as my mom got well from her surgery and I was taking care of them, my mom was not strong enough to take care of him anymore. My dad was just really tired from the disease, and he said to me one day, I think I'm going to go off of dialysis. And I said, okay, but when you do, call me, and I will be there. And so he said, okay, I will. And it wasn't too long after that, I got a call from my brother, and my brother said, Dad is going to go off of dialysis. He wants you to know. And I said, okay, tell him to hang on. I will be there as soon as I can get there. And he said, he wants you to know he doesn't know if he can hang on till you get here. I said, you tell him, hang on. I will be there. Just hang on. And so I made the long drive to Nevada. It was 8 hours. Guess what I did all the way?
Pray.
I prayed, that's right. And I prayed and I prayed that God would keep him alive till I could get there. And God did, Milani. He kept him alive. And when I walked in the door of my dad's house, I turned and looked because he was over there in a hospital bed. That's how they could take care of him. And he looked different. I can't explain to you other than he just looked really bright in his face. And I thought, well, something's different with him, but I didn't know what.
Is God touching him?
Well, we'll see. You could very well be right. And I went to sit by him and talk with him. But by this time, he couldn't talk much anymore. He could hold my hand, and he could understand what I was saying to him, but he really couldn't talk back and have a conversation with me. But he knew I was there. And then pretty soon, my brother and my left and went home, and my mom and my sister went to bed, and I sat there alone with my dad. Well, the one thing my dad and I had talked about at one time was what he would want when he had a memorial service after he died. And you know what? Even though he didn't want Jesus in his life, he decided he wanted songs about Jesus. And he wanted my husband to do his service. And so we said, okay. And that night, I sat there with my dad and I talked with him and I sang him those songs, the old rugged cross in the garden. I sang him those songs and talked with him and prayed with him. And the very next morning, early in the morning, my dad went to sleep. He died. And I went home and came back to my husband, but I was really bothered by that because I thought, I never saw any indication that he accepted Jesus. And I wanted to know. So I got on the phone and I called the hospice nurse that helped take care of my dad. And I said, Glenda, I gotta know, is there any indication, is there any sign that dad accepted Jesus? And she said, yes. She said about 3 days before he died, she was helping him take a bath. And she said, he looked so troubled. And she said, Roy, is there something that you would like to talk to God about yourself? And he kind of let her know. Okay, I'll sit back. He kind of let her know that there was, but he did not know how to pray. And she said, that's okay. God understands. If you're okay with it, I will pray. And if you agree with what I ask God to do in your life, then all you have to do in agreement is say, amen. Do you know what amen means? It means, I agree with what you're saying. And so she put her forehead against his, and she prayed. And she led my dad to accept Jesus as his Savior. And at the end of the prayer, for the first time ever, he said, amen. And when she opened her eyes, there were tears coming down his cheeks. Do you know when I walked in the house that day, Milani, what did you say? She said he was touched by Jesus, and she was right, because by the time I had gotten to the house, he had accepted Jesus. And that's why he looked so different. He was at peace for the first time in his life. Now, why do I tell you that story? It's kind of a sad story, but it's a happy story, because in heaven I'll see my dad again. But I tell you because I don't want you to ever forget that when you pray, sometimes God answers right away. But sometimes, like my dad, it takes years and years for God to work things out and soften their heart. And I tell you that story also because I want God to get the glory for all the good things that he did in bringing my dad to him. So today, I have something for each one of you guys. Remember the book that I showed you? I have one of these for you. This is for you. Okay, wait a minute, Julian. Oh, you guys have to take what you get and pass on because I don't have time. Okay, for you to choose. So thank you for taking what you get. Okay, this is for you to put your prayers in and talk to God about so you'll remember. Wait a minute, Lonnie. And when you get an answer to your prayer, highlight it. Put a date by it. Some way that you know that God has answered your prayer. And you will be amazed at the miracles that you will see him do and the answers to prayer that he will give you. Okay. So before you go back, everybody has one? Okay. So before you go back, don't forget to pick up the offering and in the overflow too, and let's pray, okay? Can I pray with you? Can you bow your heads? Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for answers to prayer, that you never give up, and that you are always willing to bring people to you. Help us to remember that too. Bless these boys and girls. Give them ideas to pray for, to talk with you, Father, and help them to trust you, even if their prayer isn't answered right away. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys.